USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The World Central Kitchen confirms at least five of its aid workers were killed by an Israeli airstrike in Gaza on Monday. The group delivers meals to people in war zones and disaster areas. The Israeli Defense Force said an investigation is underway. The U.S. looking more into the Israeli airstrike in Syria that killed a top Iranian general, a former U.S. National Security Advisor, making his best guess at how Iran might respond.
I think they'll launch some missiles by way of Hezbollah, probably into northern Israel.
Michael Allen points out Israeli troops have been fighting Hezbollah along Lebanon's southern border since the war with Hamas broke out. A temporary channel is now open around the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse for essential vessels and for clearing debris. President Biden set to visit Baltimore Friday to meet with state and local officials involved in recovery. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
President Biden and his team are working with Governor Moore, the congressional delegation, Mayor Scott, and numerous state and local officials to reopen the port.
The IRS says it believes millions of Americans will have the opportunity to file their taxes for free using the agency's new online filing program. Approximately 19 million, or nearly 12% of all individually filed tax returns, can now be processed online at no cost through the IRS, according to a recent estimate. Commissioner Danny Werfel announced in a weekend video release that taxpayers in 12 states will have the option to use this program for the first time ever. It's seen as stiff competition for other online tax preparation apps. Much of the U.S. will be bracing for severe storms this week. Things kicked off Monday evening with tornado watches, severe thunderstorm alerts posted from North Texas to Illinois and Indiana. There were some reports of hail up to golf ball size. This is USA News.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's home ownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-378-2250. 800-378-2250. 800-378-2250. That's 800-378-2250.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit ChoiceHomeWarranty.com for more details.
The last living survivor of the Japanese attack on the USS Arizona at Pearl Harbor has died. Luke Conter died Monday in Grass Valley, California, according to his family. He was 102 years old. He was among more than 2,000 Americans killed during the Japanese bombings of Pearl Harbor in December 1941. It is the event which triggered U.S. involvement in World War II. The mayor of Uvalde, Texas, is stepping down after less than a year on the job. Mayor Cody Smith announced his resignation Monday, citing medical issues. Filing tax returns has become a source of stress for Gen Z, USA's John Schaefer.
A survey conducted by Cash App Taxes reveals that one out of every four individuals in this age bracket feels the need to seek therapy to cope with the anxiety of tax filing. Tax professionals note that many Gen Z clients are filing taxes for the first time and lack fundamental knowledge, such as where to obtain a 1099 form or its purpose.
McDonald's bringing back a missing menu item. USA's Laura Winters on the story.
The bagel. McDonald's stopped serving bagels as a standalone item on its all-day breakfast menu back in 2020, but now about a third of the nearly 14,000 U.S. locations have put them back on the menu. Many McDonald's fans thrilled, posting pictures of their yummy breakfast sandwich with the bagel all over social media.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.